Hello, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of CPA Review and More. We are pleased to bring you the number one podcast for CPAs and CPA candidates. If you'd like to learn more about how Yeager CPA Review can help you, find us on our website at YeagerCPAReview.com. Now, here's your host, Phil Yeager.
Now, you founded the Institute for Blockchain and Crypto Asset Research.
Yes, okay. I did.
All right. What is that institute? I mean, are you the only one?
So actually, I had actually founded that back during the fourth quarter of 2020. And we have a editorial board now in place. We have a advisory board also in place. And we are currently working on three different projects. And sort of the whole point of this is that there has been quite a bit of conversation on both sides, pros and cons, accounting, non-accounting conversation around blockchain and crypto. But it has been awfully tough to try to sort of bring together all of these different threads into one comprehensive outlook. And so hopefully the idea is that our institute can be a part of trying to bring that conversation sort of out of the fringe and to hopefully tone down some of the rhetoric and to have a real objective conversation on the opportunities and the obstacles to blockchain and various crypto being used more in every aspect of the economic outlook.
Are these advisors members of the board? Are they compensated? How are they compensated?
They are not compensated currently.
All right. So what's the incentive to be on your board? They don't get director's fees, right? You don't pay the consultants, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why are they involved if there's really nothing? What's in it for them? I guess that's our society today. What's in it for you?
Well, I mean, I'd say probably the most obvious thing is they have access to me and my charm, good looks, jokes. But actually sort of the main thing here, right, is that, you know, all of the folks that are involved right now are true believers and advocates, right, of the opportunities around blockchain and crypto. And they're all actively involved either at their own firms or they're at crypto or blockchain linked companies. And so all of them do have a interest in having more constructive policies out there for their firms to operate under.
At the school, Lehman College, all right, you were telling me that in the Masters of Accounting program, you're introducing three new courses in the fall on cryptocurrency?
Yes. So actually at the college, we are introducing two blockchain crypto classes at the undergraduate level and then one at the MSA level. Yep. And all three of those are currently on the books to start in, fall semester.
Why? I mean, are there accountants, CPAs that are just going into working with cryptocurrency or becoming experts in that area? All right. By the way, how many other schools offer these type of courses?
There are obviously courses offered at places like Columbia, MIT, and all the rest. But in terms of sort of non-Ivy League schools, I know I've given guest courses and guest lectures now at about 12 or so different institutions, which I think tells you that they don't have it offered otherwise. And so in terms of are there folks out there going directly into crypto? Yes, I actually know personally, just off the top of my head here, two individuals who are CPAs who are both currently serving as executive level role at two different cryptocurrency firms.
So they came out of college. Did they get experience in cryptocurrency first, or what did they do? I mean, you know, we know when you get a job in public accounting, you just, you know, you graduate, you have your master's in accounting, and you go work in a public accounting firm. All right. Mm-hmm. What these people, first of all, why did they go into cryptocurrency?
I can't speak for them really too much, but I do talk to them quite a bit. And so these two individuals, who are only the two that I thought of, you know, at this moment, both are in crypto because they both understand the real opportunities of it in terms of, you know, better data transparency, traceability, integrity, lower fees, and now actually being able to bring some of that operational upside into the audit and sort of corporate tax areas. But to answer that actual question, the two of them both got experience in non-crypto areas before moving over into a more sort of crypto-focused role.
Is the AICPA recognize that as a specialization getting into cryptocurrency? I mean, they recognize tax compliance as a specialization, all right? Auditing, all right? What's the AICPA's position if they have made a position on cryptocurrency? Can you specialize in this area?
I know that the AICPA does have now an entire suite of blockchain and crypto courses for current CPAs, and they've actually published quite a bit of audit information around how to audit for crypto, how to audit blockchains. So I don't know if they've actually taken a position on having it sort of codified yet as its own area, but they are quite active in it.
Because in 2024, they're going to CPA Evolution.
Yep.
Where you will pick a specialization, you know. And of course, cryptocurrency is not one of those right now,
mm-hmm.
right? Are you, I mean, as a representative of this profession, cryptocurrency, are you pushing at all to say to the AICPA, hey, we feel that just like forensic accounting is not one of those, all mm-hmm. right? How about cryptocurrency? Do you think you'd have any influence to get that as a specialization that the AICPA would recognize?
Well, I do know that they are going to have crypto and blockchain under, I believe they're calling it information technology as one of the new
IT.
Areas.
Okay,
yes. Yeah. So it's in IT for the current time. But
yeah, I'm missing something. Why is it IT?
Sure. Because it's in IT because there's no FASB crypto-focused guidance yet, and there are no audit rules, again, linked directly to crypto. So if we are trying to get it into the accounting sort of conversation, IT is the only avenue right now because there is no crypto-specific guidance for accounting or auditing yet.
Yeah, because the IT, you know, is one of the specializations.
Yep.
Right? So if you want to get to cryptocurrency, you're actually getting your specialization as IT.
Yes, correct.
Right?
At this time, yes.
Do you think to the average student coming out of college, all right, if they're listening to this, do you think this whole discussion of cryptocurrency would be confusing to them? A lot of people tell you this is a very confusing area, and
absolutely.
I don't know how I could possibly learn it.
I mean, that's probably the top comment that I get. After any training, any consulting, any PowerPoints that I do, it's always like, it's a very interesting area. It's very cool. I know that I have to know more, but it's awfully hard to try to capture all of it. And so, yeah, I mean, I would say that, you know, that's complicated and fast moving, but it's not any more fundamentally difficult than any other area to educate yourself about, right? Be it taxes, be it auditing, both of those are complicated, big areas. And blockchain, crypto is also a complicated big area, isn't any different at that level.
The first time I was on with you, and actually I walked away and I said, gee, you know, I didn't know what cryptocurrency was. Now I have some idea, but I don't intend on becoming a specialist in it, right? Because a lot of stuff, you know, it was brand new. Of course, I don't think colleges maybe necessarily say, hey, we got to have a course in cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they have to take a course in auditing, right? But do you ever see any problems? Well, what are the problems with cryptocurrency? Besides the fact it's very volatile, all right? Mm-hmm. What are the true problems? What are you trying to do about these problems?
Sure. So I say the two biggest problems right now is one, education, be it for students, be it for folks out there in industry, be it for policymakers. There is a lot of bad information out there still. So education for one. And then two, trying to get blockchain and crypto technology to interoperate correctly with other IT out there, like QuickBooks, even, right? Trying to get crypto and blockchain to work.
QuickBooks doesn't have anything with blockchain, am I correct?
I do not believe so now, but I do believe that they are hard at work on it.
Yeah. Okay. To go down, and once again, I have Dr. Sean's resume in front of me, okay? And I want to find out if he's legitimate. No, I'm just kidding. He's actually, you know, and I've tried so hard to become one of these people. He is in the top 100 most influential people in accounting. Now, Sean, I've tried my best to become influential. I do this podcast, all right? I don't make personal appearances because I have groupies that follow me all over the place.
Well, yes, obviously you would.
Yeah, you can understand. Because it's my taste in artwork. You can see the artwork, right? But, how did you become the most influential? Who nominated you for that, and how did you get that title?
To be honest with you, Phil, I don't really know.
You're modest, aren't you?
I was contacted by them, and they had some questions to fill out, and you put in the application.
Who is them?
Actually run by the folks at Accounting Today. So it was a person on their team.
Okay, so this is their, is this ranking?
It's their ranking.
All right, so you were notified by them?
Yes, correct. Said,
all right, Dr. Smith, because you are Dr. Smith, we'd like you to be the one of the top 100 most influential people in accounting, all right? Now, did anybody vote on that?
That, honestly, I do not know.
I didn't get a ballot, I can tell you that. All right?
It was in the mail, Phil.
It was in the mail, right? Gee, maybe it was sent as crypto voting.
It could have been that. It could have been sent to your wallet, to your hot wallet.
But no, that's very, very good. There's only 100 most influential people. That's very good, okay? By the way, see what you can do for next year. You know, slip my name in. You know, you're in that group now.
You do that? I'll put a good word for you, yeah.
And you're a visiting research fellow, all right? What is the American Institute of Economic Research? What do they do?
Sure, so the AIER is a research institute focused on really the ideas of, you know, free markets and individual liberty, and trying to sort of incorporate those ideas of competition, free markets, personal choices into aspects of economic life and other aspects of external life also. And I should have a book out with them, co-authored with a other fellow up there, and hopefully should be out during the back half of this year.
Who's publishing this book?
AIER.
I'm sorry, who?
The AIER has its own in-house publishing arm.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Well, good luck with that. Gee, that's great.
Thank you.
Now, what is your, being in what you're doing now, all right, what is your ultimate goal for the future for cryptocurrency? Why are you in this, and what are you trying to accomplish?
Sure. So the ultimate goal that I have is to try to see blockchain and crypto be really used as a baseline for the 21st and 22nd century way of actually doing things, right? Because our payment systems, our currency systems were built in the 1800s, 1900s, and they aren't really up to par with trying to grow and develop and ultimately compete both in the US and internationally. So the whole goal that I have is that, you know, by educating individuals, interacting with individuals and policymakers on podcasts, panels, going down to DC, all the rest, is that ideally, you know, all of us can try to incorporate the best aspects of blockchain and crypto, however those aspects ultimately play out, into other ways of economic activity.
Okay. It sounds very interesting. And something that people are not aware, you know, they're not familiar with. It probably does sound some degree of difficulty. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, if people are thinking maybe it's an area I'll want to get into. All right. Who would they contact?
I'd say me, first of all. No,
I have a question. How much cryptocurrency are you carrying right now in your pocket?
Right now in my pocket? Carrying none, Phil, because it's all virtual. It's all virtual. Can't be carrying it all.
Right. It's intangible, right?
It's intangible.
It's like the cloud accounting. You don't see the cloud, but it's there, right? Okay.
Yes. Yep. So probably the best places that I would start AICPA is always an excellent resource. I'm on the board at the Wall Street Blockchain Alliance, which is a nonprofit trade group, also focused in this area. And actually, I chair the accounting working group there. And so our group has a podcast each month, has published 5 white papers, and we're in the process of probably 2 other ones coming out soon. So AICPA, WSBA, and then really any of your state societies that are active in it, because they're all trying to offer courses in this area, either focusing on the audit side, tax side, other areas of it. So I'd say that if you have those places to start, you'll have a good objective foundation to then go out and to, you know, deal more directly with actual firms out there too.
To contact Sean, all right, his email address is Dr. Sean, S-E-A-N, Stein, S-T-E-I-N, all right, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, @gmail.com. All right, if you have any questions on this, I'm sure he'd be very happy to hear from you. And I want to know one thing, all right?
Yes.
You're going to do something about getting me on that most influential list?
Absolutely, Phil.
Okay, everyone heard that? We got this.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, and also, if you can't do that, how about the top 40 under 65?
The top 40 under 65?
Yeah,
I can work on that.
No, you can't do that, huh? Okay. All right. Anyway, Sean, you're a nice guy. I'm sorry I didn't get to see you, but all these poor people have to do is see me. And by the way, I appreciate you doing this. The guy who works for us must have called you and really harassed you to do this. Is that correct?
Oh, my God. Constantly, Phil. Emails, text messages, all hours of the day and night. Yeah.
And he says,
constant harassment.
Yeah. Why do you do that to this man? I said, I'm a New Yorker. All right. All right. We don't give up until we get what we want. And by the way, you have a New York accent. Do you know that?
No. What accent? But we don't have accents. Neither one of us.
You're right. Well, Sean, thank you very much. And I wish you the best with cryptocurrency. I think it's an interesting area to get into. Sean, you stay well. I'll send you some information. And please, yep, you can help us promote the Yeager course. Couldn't thank you enough. And I'll give you 2 dinners in DC.
All right, there we go.
Yeah,
now we're talking.
Or do you want to go for the 3rd dinner? Okay. Hey, Sean, stay well. And I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, Phil, thanks. Have a good one.
You too.
Thank you so much for listening to Yeager CPA Review and More. As a token for our appreciation for your listenership, we'd like to offer you 10% off your next purchase with Yeager CPA Review. Save between $50 to $150 with code PODCAST10. If you'd like more information, look us up on YeagerCPAReview.com. And as always, if you've enjoyed this show, please rate and review on iTunes or your preferred listening platform. Again, thank you so much for listening, and we look forward to you tuning in next time.